two teams that are kind of really searching for to get on a roll?
Yeah, I do. There are teams that are have got a bunch of wins in the bank that are feeling really good about their game, and their every game is part of a grind. You know, they just want to play their game, play it consistently, and then there are teams now, and there's a lot of us that are in that mid-pack that have to have an eye on the future and have to have an eye on the playoffs, that the desperation will start to come out. So I do think that tonight you're going to see that. Their game especially, it's not just, you know, they had a very, very difficult start to their season, and then they won three in a row, had a tough one in Mini. But they think that they're on the right track, and we would be maybe right in that exact same boat. We came off a real tough schedule. We're 4-2. We think we're on the right track and building confidence in these games. So there's going to be an added desperation. They got a pretty good veteran team there, and they know they need to go now with their division that they're in, with the tightness of the Eastern Conference. Yeah, so I think you're starting to see that come in. There'll be a ramping up from now until the All-Star break of all of that. Teams are starting to really assess where they're at, and then it's going to be full on after that.
Marco, see the doctor yesterday?
Yeah, it's not good. We're looking at, I'm going to say, 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah. So let's just do this. We'll get this out of the way, and the people that didn't show up don't get asked injury questions. I'm saying that to you because on every one of these injuries in the history of hockey, we have an idea that it might take 6 to 8, probably 8 weeks. So the danger is if he comes in at 6 or 5.75 weeks and the doc says he's good and he says he's good and we put him back in the lineup because we think he's good and he hurts it again, you say you put him back in too early. So that's why we leave such a huge window on these. And then if it doesn't heal as fast and he's at 8.5, 9 weeks, you're going, well, what's wrong? Did we misdiagnose this? Did we not get it right? There's a big window here on all of these injuries. History would tell us we're 6 to 8 to 9 weeks. I know that's a big window, but he's out for a while.
Is it a broken leg? Can you say that?
No.
Okay. Connor get the starting goal tonight?
Correct.
What have you seen from Line A as he's kind of developed throughout the year, settling in, or has his game kind of been consistent?
No, he's made really big improvements in his 5-on-5 game without the puck, and it's just learning, right? This is a different level to start. This is so much faster game. There are things you can get away with and things that you can't. And then the rink is considerably smaller and he's gone back to his natural handed side. So there's a whole lot to process. But right from day one, while he was processing that, he was still able to get the puck to the net. And that hasn't changed, right? So he's still getting his shots every night. Like anybody, some nights you get a few more opportunities, some nights you get less. But his 5-on-5 game, his decisions, you know, things he probably never had to really do before. There are times you got to release the puck. Sometimes you got to give up possession of the puck in this game. So that would be a bit newer for him. A shorter shift length, a higher pace to the whole game. But his 5-on-5 game has really, really improved from where he was at the start.
What can you tell us about your plan for the fourth line today with Marco being out, Paul?
Andrew Copp's going to go in.
Okay. I know what you're focused on tonight, but do you have a couple thoughts on what stands out from 2016, the calendar year for your group?
Oh, you got to give me some lead time on that one.
Okay.
I'm not that fast. Okay. Well, we had a lot of new faces. When you really look at going back to January 1st, the changeover of leadership, of youth that's come into the lineup, young players that have made an impact. Nick Ehlers really gets going in the second half of last year where he really takes off. We had four guys to start the season again this year like we did before. You've got Josh Morrissey really making an impact on our team. So it was a huge year of changeover. So I think where we've gotten ourselves, we've got some good young players now that are going to get an opportunity to play for the Manitoba Moose, which hasn't really ever happened in the past. If you were close enough, you were on the Jets, and we were building that way, and now we're going to start to bring in players that are going to get a chance to develop a little longer because we have good young players in our NHL roster.
We've noticed the Stanley Cup playoff shirt a few times. Is it just at the top of the pile, or is there a subliminal message to be had there at some point?
That's very good for you. You should have saved it to the new year and then said, like, 2017, you were really on. But, no, that would be absolute, and pile is accurate. Yes, it would be the first short sleeve shirt out of the bag. I got 8 or 9 of them in there. This is not going to be sartorially based, I hope.
Why Copp? Why was he the one?
The call up or they're going in?
For, let's go with both.
Bridge of what he can do both. So he has a defensive piece to his game. We liked his game left wing with Lowry and Tanev at the time. He can also play center if we need to. Real strong on draws. Opens up more time for Patan and Stafford in face-off situations, so we can use him in the back end. But he's also, I mean, really, he's had about 9 points on the games that he's played. He's not far off some other pretty good players in terms of point production, so a bit of both. And he's going to need to be able to do a bit of both on that line. So we're not bringing him up here just to defend. We think we have an advantage there when Patan and Stafford are in the offensive zone. They can create some things, so he is going to be able to need to do both.
You've had to bring in, like you said, a lot of young guys this year. All the injuries that you've had, has that helped or hindered their process?
It's helped their process. I think it's set us back from a point place, but we get some real strong benefits out of this, right, with Trouba out then, and then Myers out. We've got Josh Morrissey plays really significant time. Learning curve is very, very high. Nick Patan, who kind of started the season on the out with the injuries to Little and the injuries to Perreault, then has worked his way into the point that we're comfortable putting Perreault on the wing. So there's been some young players that have gotten really good opportunity to kind of take a little bit of that next step, get their name in pen more often than pencil. So that's been really important for us.
Nick Patan said he really worked on his speed in the offseason. Have you noticed it in his
game? Yes, quite a bit quicker. Go back to training camp of last year to training camp this year, night and day. We saw the first burst of that when he came up for the second tour there when we got banged up at the end of the year. He was so much quicker, and the comment I made is he used his first year pro really, really well to get quickness in his game. That's a guy that would delay the game in junior and pull up and hold on to the puck and slow the game right down, realize that that just doesn't happen here, made the adjustments. And now I would not have considered Nick Patan at center ice if that hadn't gotten to where it is now. He's playing at center ice, the position that he wants to play, as not a big man based on quickness.